Track 6. Paxton's Bridge and the Living Models.
And here is the landscape through time. From this bridge you can see the waterfall, the coal measures and the geological strata where we find iron and lead as well as coal. Most impressive, Mr. Paxton. And an excellent addition to your great models, Hawkins, eh? And over to the left we will have our living models.
You have living models?
Derbyshire lead miners, Mr. Hawkins. They will be at work here every day, and from that cave there they will bring out the ore. Our paying visitors will be able to go inside the cave and stand amongst stalactites and stalagmites. All entirely realistic.
But what will you do with the lead ore the miners bring out of the cave?
Why, shovel it back in again each night!
Yes, I see. I believe tickets are selling well for the opening.
They are indeed. People are buying more than one ticket. Mr. Charles Darwin, the scientist of the famous HMS Beagle, has purchased season tickets and intends to bring his whole family.
Charles Darwin was indeed a frequent visitor to the Crystal Palace and had visited the great exhibition that preceded it. To a man of Darwin's restless, lively scientific curiosity and varied enthusiasms, the exhibition's displays and shows at the Crystal Palace were of constant interest. Charles Darwin's brother Erasmus lived in London, and it was from his house that large family parties of Darwin's and their relatives the Wedgwoods set out. Erasmus hired 3 cabs to transport the Wedgwood party, and again 3 cabs when the Darwin family visited the Crystal Palace on its opening, for by 1851, Charles and Emma Darwin had 8 children. Darwin bought a pair of tickets to see Queen Victoria open the Crystal Palace in 1854, and returned on his own many times.
Head over the bridge and turn left by the large oak tree. Listen to track 7. When you are directly in front of the large dinosaur models, approximately 50 metres from this point.